Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Zayin. We're holding on daf Samach Vavim Beis. We're at the Mishnah and Samach Vavim Beis. The Mishnah is going to identify four different cases of marriage and how they affect the status and the yichus of the child. Different types of, depending how usher the marriage is, who the child is miyuchas after, the father or the mother. The Gemara is going to try to identify the author of the Mishnah, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have a machlokas, whether a ger is allowed to marry mamzeres. Amud Aleph is going to try to find dinim that aren't mentioned in the Mishnah and try to figure out why they're not mentioned in the Mishnah or where they may be alluded to in the Mishnah. So we're going to have a collection of four different halachos, four different types of marriages that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, and try to account for why they're not mentioned in the Mishnah. And usually we're going to account for it by using the phrases Ezuzu or Kalmakom that appear in the Mishnah. Kalmakom is a ribui that is coming to include more than it actually says. Ezuzu is a miyut that is coming to exclude something from the Mishnah. And on Amud Beis, we're just going to just mention that not every Ezuzu and Kalmakom is actually going to be able to teach us something, but broadly speaking, Ezuzu is a miyut and Kalmakom is a ribui. Then the Gemara is going to bring a source that bu'umos halach achar azachar, that even though when it comes to the Jewish people, our Yiddishkeit is determined by matrilineal descent, it's determined by our mothers, but when it comes to the umos olam, their yichus is based on their fathers. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to come up with the source that there's no tfisas kiddushin on anyone who is a chi of kares or worse. How do I know that someone is boal arayos, that if someone tries to be mekadesh one of the arayos, that there's no tfisas kiddushin when something is nisr kares or worse? So let's begin at the Mishnah samach vavam beis at the bottom. Kol makom sheish kiddushin ve'ein avera havlat holech achar zachar. Whenever you have a perfectly good marriage, there's kiddushin, there's no avera in this couple getting married, so the child is miyuchas after the father. Ve'ezazu, what's an example of a perfectly good marriage where there's no halachic issue whatsoever with the marriage? Kohenes, Levia, v'Yisraelis, Shanasu, Lekohen, Levi, v'Yisrael. It's true, these are different levels of Yichus, Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael, but there's no Yichus problem. They're just different levels of Yichus, and therefore they can marry each other, and it's no problem if a Kohenes, Levi, Yisraelis marries anyone of a Kohen, Levi, or a Yisrael. So that's, and the child is going to be, if the father's a Kohen, the child's going to be a Kohen, etc. V'kol makom, second category, is v'kol makom shiyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. When there is kiddushin, but there's also an avera in that kiddushin, then avlad holech achar apogum. Then the child is going to be miyuchas after the lesser of the two, the one who has the flawed yichus amongst his parents. Ve'ezazu, what's an example where there's tfisas kiddushin, but it's an avera for this shidduch to go through, and therefore the child is going to be miyuchas after the flawed one of his parents? Zu almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. That's an almana to marrying a kohen gadol, or a grusha v'chalutza marrying a kohen hedyot, where the child's going to be a chalal. Instead of the child being a kohen like the father, the child is going to be like the pogum, meaning a non-kohen is going to be like a chalal, like the mother. Or mamzeres in the sina li Yisrael, or if you have a mamzeres in the sina marrying Yisrael, the child's going to have a din of a mamzer or a nasin. Bas Yisrael, a mamzer or a nasin. And similarly, if a bas Yisrael marries a mamzer or a nasin, it goes in whichever direction, meaning it's not always going to be the mother. If the father is the one that's flawed, he's the mamzer, he's the nasin, he's the one with the flawed yichus, so then we'll follow the father, even if the mother has perfectly good yichus. So that's a situation where they're chayav elavin, but there's tfisas kiddushin, but it's an avera for them to get married in the first place. Now, what would the din be when the avera is not chayav elavin, the avera is nisra say? Would that be considered a kiddushin that has an avera where the vlad would be holech achar apagum? So Shitul Rodelmi writes that when it comes to the klalim in our Mishnah, an isra say would be considered ein avera. When we say avera in the Mishnah, we mean chayav elavin. The Ritva writes that chayav asay are yesh avera. They're included in yesh avera, and we would follow the pogum. That's what Tos Yom Tov writes in the name of the Torah. Because the reason the Mishnah doesn't give examples of them is because ton of Ashayr, the whole daf today is going to be about what cases were left out of the Mishnah. So it leaves out Edomi, it leaves out Mitzri. So yeah, so it's fine. So it leaves out Yisurei Aseh as well. So that's one basic machlokas rishonim. What about an Isra Aseh machlokas? Whether that's considered yesh avera, or that's considered ein avera. What if there's an avera, but the avera is only midrabanan? Is that also considered a havlat holech achar azachar? So would we say the same rule? So the Ramah writes that if there's no avera min haTorah with the marriage, even though there is an isur midrabanan, like for example shnios midivrei sofrim, there's what's called shnios la'arayos, that it doesn't say in the Torah, but that the rabbanan came along and included in the category of arayos. So then the vlad holech achar azachar, it's included in what we say lemishbechosam leveisavosam. And the Machnas says no, even if the avera is only midrabanan, it's still in the category of, even if there is an avera midrabanan, it's still in the category of yesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. That's still called an avera, and therefore it would be in category two in the Mishnah, where the vlad is holech achar apagum, where the child would be miyuchas after the flawed of his parents. And the Machna brings many rayas to this idea. First, he says chalutza l'koyin hadyot. The avera is only midrabanan for a chalutza to koyin, and it's brought in the Mishnah as part of the yesh kiddushin v'yesh avera, but it's not an isur midaraisa. So you see that even isur midrabanan. Second, he says Yisrael that marries a shtukis, that's only asur midrabanan, and the Gemara is going to say in Dafayin Gimel the vlad is holech acharimo, that the vlad is going to be a shtuki like the mother. Third, he says a shtuki that marries mamzeres min haTorah, they're allowed to marry each other. The Gemara is going to say because it's only bekalvadai that a mamzer is lo yavo. Mamzer is only not allowed to marry kalvadai, but a kalsafik, like a shtuki, where we don't know what he is, then the mamzer is allowed to marry, and nevertheless, on a daraisa level. So, and nevertheless, the vlad is going to be a mamzer midaraisa because we follow the pogum. So you see, many, many rayas, says the Machna, that even if the avera is only an avera midrabanan, we still follow the more pogum of the two. Now, when we mention nasin and an asina, in the second klal in the Mishnah, these are people that yesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. What exactly are nesinim? So there's a major discussion in Shas. What exactly nesinim are? Nesinim were definitely descended from the Gevaonim, who were one of the seven nations that were in Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. And we know about those seven nations. We're told lo sechaya kol neshama. We're not allowed to leave any of them alive. But these nesinim came and they tricked the Bnei Yisrael and they said, "Oh, we came from a distant land." They pretended not to be amongst the Zionim Umos, these Givonim, and they said we want to convert, and when it became known that they were one of the Zion Umos, so it was decreed on them that they're going to have to be Chotveitz and Meshavei Mayim, the wood choppers and the water carriers for the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where they got the name Nesinim, and they didn't give them a full status of Gerim Gemurim to be able to marry them. So how exactly the Nesinim became Asur, and who is not allowed to marry them, is a discussion in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Yoshua bin Nun richakum, that Yoshua bin Nun is the one that made this gezeira against the Nesinim. But the Bavli in Yevamos Tafayin Ches says that David was gozer on the Nesinim. So Miri writes that it's not really a stira. Yoshua was merachik them, and then it was neshtaka chadavar. The people forgot. It sort of, it was one of those halachos that sort of fell out of use or fell out of, favor. People weren't observing. And then David reinvigorated that idea that we should be merachik the Nesinim, or it could be that Yeshua made a gzeira on them as long as there's a Beis HaMikdash. And then David extended the gzeira that they should be pasul liolam even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. But the issur to marry Nesinim, clearly, whether you say like the Gemara Yevamos Ayin Ches, or whether you say like the Yerushalmi, seems to be a din midrabanan. And it sounds that way from the Gemara Yevamos Ayin Ches. It says that in the days of Rebbe, they want to be matir the Nesinim. What do you mean want to be matir the Nesinim? Did we want to be matir mamzerim? No, you can't be matir something that's an isser daraisa, so it must be that the whole isser is only an isser derabanan to marry Nesinim, and that's why there's a hava amina that you could be matir such an isser, because the whole thing is only an isser midrabanan. However, the Gemara in Yevamos Tafayin Vav tells us that Amar Rava, that the isser of los ischatin vam, that it says by the Shiva Amim, is even after the Megayer. It's just that before the Megayer, Megayer, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, just like by a guy. Once they're Megayer, there is Tfisas Kiddushin, but it's still Usr. You're still not allowed to marry the Nesinim. So you're still not allowed to marry the Shiva Amim, even after the Megayer. So we come out according to that, if the Nesinim are Givonim, and Givonim are amongst the Shiva Amim, and they converted, so shouldn't the Yisr be an Yisr Min HaTorah? I mean, if there's an Yisr Min HaTorah to marry the seven nations, even after they convert, it sounds like an Yisr Min HaTorah, so it seems like it's a Machlokas HaSugyus, that according to Rava, it's Yisr Min HaTorah. The Gemara in Yevamah says, Yoshua was Gozer on them, sounds like it's an Yisr Midrabanan. Now, our Mishnah mentions Nesinim amongst those who the Vlad is Holech Acharapagum. So that's not a Raya necessarily, it's not a Raisa, because it could be that it's, we mentioned it Agav Mamzer, like we mentioned Chalutza Lekoen, Agav Grusha, meaning it could be that we are mentioning Dinim Drabanan in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is not a Raya one way or the other, but it does seem like a Machlokas in the Sugyas. So this is something that all the Rishonim were challenged with. What exactly is a Nasin? Is a Nasin an Isidar Raisa, because he's one of the seven nations who has converted, or is a Nasin only an Isir Midrabanan? Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Tosin Yivamas and Dafayin Tessa Meralef and Dibra Maskelev and Nesinim, says Nesinim are Asir Minatara, like Rava, that even after their Gerus, that it's an Isir of Losses Chatin Bam. When the Gemara says David was Gozer, it means he was Gozer Shibud on them. He was Gozer, they're going to be the Chut Ve'etzim V'Shoah Ve'mayim. What their job is going to be, that they're not going to be able to be upwardly mobile in society. That's what David was Gozer on them. But the Isir to marry them, that's an Isir Dar Raisa. The Ravid, in his comments on the Balamor, and Yevamos Chavdal Rambeis, and it's quoted in the Ramban as well over there, says that the Isir Torah not to marry the seven nations was only Bizman that we were Kovesh Eretz Yisrael. But after they were already Kovesh, if they were Megayer and Abezdin, then they became Mutim in HaTorah. So that's what David had to be Gozer, that for the, as far as the Nesinim are concerned, even after the Kibush HaAretz, if they want to be Megayer on an individual level, the Nesinim you're never allowed to marry. Yeah, I'm on a Durabana level. But Midar Raisa, the Yisrael Sischatin Bam, is only during Shas Kibush. The Ramban suggests a third answer. He says the whole Isser Torah was only on the first generation of the seven nations that wanted to be Megayer. That's what we say Los Chatin Bam. But on their children that were born after they were Megayer, that there's no Isser Min HaTorah. And David came along and was Gozer even on the children at Sof Kol HaDoros, that they should be also Lava Bakal. So it turns out that the Dor Rishon of Nesinim is an Isser Min HaTorah. From the Darsheni and on, that's included in Gzeiras David HaMelech. So these are the approaches the Rishonim have in terms of what exactly Nesinim are, what exactly the level of Isser is when it comes to Nesinim. Third halacha in the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of the page. V'kol mi she'ein lo alav kiddushin, aval yesh lo al acherim kiddushin, havlan mamzer. Anyone who doesn't, you don't have tefisas kiddushin with that person, but they are eligible for kiddushin with someone else, then the vlad is going to be a mamzer. Vezaza, what's an example where you can't have kiddushin with the person, but someone else can have kiddushin with the person? Zeh ba al achas mikol arayos shabatorah. That's anyone who sleeps with any of the arayos in the Torah. Meaning, if someone marries one of the arayos, so there is no tefisas kiddushin, and the child is going to be a mamzer. And then the fourth category, if you call me she'ein la lo alav velo al acherim kiddushin, someone who can't have kiddushin with anybody, that there is no tefisas kiddushin whatsoever, not with any Jew, then havlad kamosa, then the child is going to be like her. Ve'ezeh zevlad shivcha v'nachris. A Jewish man marries a non-Jewish woman, there's no kiddushin, they're not married, and no Jew would be married to a non-Jewish woman. It's not just about your relationship to the woman, it's the fact that she's not a Jew. And therefore, the child is going to be miyuchas achareha. The child is going to be a guy, the child is not going to be a Jew. So that's a vlad shivcha or a vlad nachris. Shitul Nodalmi asks, how can the Mishnah say that there's no tefis kiddush by a shivcha? By a shivcha, it's tovsin kiddush na yidei acherim. The adon could be mekabel kiddushin for her. So he says that which is mekadish kiddushin through the adon is because we're told that he's meshacher and then he's mekadisher. Meaning the as a shivcha, there can never be a tefisas kiddushin. If he is mekabel kiddushin for her, that's a simon that he's been meshacher her. And once a shivcha kananis is meshuchrer, so then she's a Jew. So then there's nothing to talk about. Then you wouldn't assume that this is at all an issue of being holich achareha, because there is a full tefisas kiddushin. The vlad is absolutely kamosa in that case. Okay, says the Gemara. So now we have those four categories of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin. So we said at the very beginning of the Mishnah that whenever there's a tefisas kiddushin and there's nothing wrong with it, it's totally mutter. You marry someone that you're completely allowed to marry. So then the yichus follows the zachar. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan. Is that really always true, that whenever there's a kiddushin and there's no avera, that the child is going to be miuchas after the father, after the male? Hare ger shenasa mamzeres. What about a ger marrying a mamzeres? A ger is permitted to marry a mamzeres. The yesh kiddushin, ve'en avera, there is a kiddushin, and there's no avera whatsoever. But you know what the child is? The child's a mamzer. When a ger marries a mamzeres, mamzerus doesn't stop at any point. It just continues through the generations. And unless he marries a shivcha, right? So because then with a shivcha, it's miuch. So by a ger shnas mamzeres, it's yesh kedushin ve'en avera, and a vlad holech achar apagum, and the vlad is going to follow the pagum. It's going to follow the mother who's the mamzeres, or the father if he's the mamzer. But the point is that it's not just holech achar zachar; it follows whichever is the more flawed of the two forms of lineage that his parents have. Titanya ger shnas mamzeres havlad mamzer de Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says a ger marries the mamzeres, the child is going to be a mamzer. So answers the Gemara, Amalei Misav Masnis Rabbi Yossi. Who told you that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi? Masnis Rabbi Yudihi. Our Mishnah might be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Ger Lo Yisa Mamzeres, who says that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. And if we're assuming a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, so a ger marrying a mamzeres is not in category one in the Mishnah, where there's Ein Avera, but rather the Yesh Kiddushin. It now goes into category number two, where it's yesh kiddushin, v'yesh avera, and then the child follows after the more pagum of his two parents, the lineage that's more pagum of his two parents, which einachinami in this case is mamzerus. So that's why it fits into the second category of the Mishnah. Frankly, Gemara, if it fits so neatly into the second category of the Mishnah, so v'nisnia, how come we don't mention this as an example in the second category of the Mishnah? Right? We asked ve'ezezu, and we instead of coming up with a we spoke about Alman al-Khan Gadol, Bishop Chutzal Koin Hedyot, Mamzeres and Nasina Li Yisrael. What about the Ger that marries Mamzeres? Why didn't we mention that? So Tana Kalmakom de Seif Ala Suye. Yeah, that's why it says Kalmakom. It says Kalmakom, the second case, to tell in the second category to include that this case as well. Meaning not every example of all these four categories is listed in the Mishnah, and that's why we use this general terminology of Kalmakom to let us know that there are more examples that we didn't mention. Or maybe we could even say that we're following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Aye, but Rabbi Yossi said that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. So why didn't? Why does it break the first rule of the Mishnah? First rule of the Mishnah is that when the marriage is totally permissible, the vlad is miyuchas after the father. But over here we see the vlad is miyuchas after the pagum shebishneim. So v'tana ezuzu limute. Whenever we say ezuzu in the Mishnah, it's coming to exclude. It's coming to tell us that this rule is not always true. That we have not every rule in Mishnayos is meant to be ironclad, that without exceptions. That there's a rule with an exception. The rule in general is, if it's a marriage that's totally permissible, generally the vlad is miyuchas after the father. There may be exceptions, so one exception is a ger shenasa mamzeres. That's what the ve'ezuzu is coming to exclude. So, frak the Gemara, ve'ezuzu v'sulo, is that the only exclusion? Is that the only exception to the rules that we mentioned in the Mishnah? That a ger shenasa mamzeres is it? There's no other exceptions? What about the following? V'arei chalal, there's another case that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Chalal shenasa Bas Yisrael. What if you have a chalal that marries a Bas Yisrael, the Yesh Kiddushin Vein Avera, where there is Kiddushin, there's no Avera, meaning it belongs in the first category of the Mishnah, and Havlad Halech Achar Zachar, and the child should be a chalal like the father. So you see that even in the cases that aren't mentioned in the Mishnah, the vlad is misyaches after the father. So don't tell me that when we say ezuzu, we're excluding other cases that aren't mentioned in the Mishnah because they don't fit the rule of the Mishnah. Ezuzu is we have another case that's not mentioned in the Mishnah that actually does fit. So it says Mara Holo Kasha. That's not a Kasha. Rabbi Dustai ben Rabbi Yehuda Sfirilei. The town of our Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Dustai ben Rabbi Yehuda. Why? According to Rabbi Dustai ben Rabbi Yehuda, a Cholol who marries a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher. The Vlad is not a chalal. The Vlad follows the status of the mother. So if a chalal marries a Bas Yisrael and they have a girl, they have a daughter, that daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. That daughter is not a chalala. She's allowed to marry a Kohen, according to Rabbi Yisrael ben Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, he's the one that holds that Benos Yisrael, a mikvatara lechalalin, that when a chalal marries a Bas Yisrael, that's like it purifies the chalalas, that the children are not going to inherit that chalalas. So now, the son that they have is not going to be a Kohen, because the father's not a Kohen either, he's a Chalal. But the daughter is not going to be a Chalala, the daughter is going to be able to marry a Kohen. So you could say, when we say Ezuzu in the Mishnah, it's coming to exclude all the cases that aren't mentioned, like a Ger that marries a Mamzeres, a Chalal that marries Bas Yisrael, that even though the Kiddushin is Mutter, the Vlad is not Misyaches after the father. So, frankly, Gemara, but still, Varei Yisrael Shanasa Chalala. What about, there's another case that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, what about a Yisrael that marries a chalala, the yesh kiddushin ve'navera, there's no problem whatsoever, no iser whatsoever with the Yisrael marrying a chalala and a vlad holech achar azachar, and the child follows the father, that the child is kosher like the father. So if they have a daughter, that daughter is absolutely allowed to marry a Kohen. So from the Lashon Ezuzun, our Mishnah, it doesn't come to be a Mimite and tell me that in all other cases where there's Kiddushin, the Vlad is not Misyaches after the father. Apparently the Vlad is Misyaches after the father. When Yisrael marries a Chalala, we go with the Yichus of the father. So it says, Tana Kalmakom Dereisha La Asuye. That's why it says Kalmakom in the first Klal in the Mishnah to include this case as well, that Yisrael marries a chalala, that the Vlad is Misyaches after the father. So it says Gemara, but then V'nisya Behedya. Meaning if this is, this is not one of the Ezuzus, this is not one of the exceptions to the rules in the Mishnah, rather this is Kolmakom, this is one of the, this is yet another example of the rule in the Mishnah, what would actually fit into the rule of the Mishnah, that the child is Miyuchas after the father, so why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? The Mishnah gives examples of where the rule applies, why doesn't it mention it? So it says more Mishum de la Masila, because there was no easy way to mention it in the Mishnah. See, that first case in the Mishnah, where the first category in the Mishnah, rather, where it says that there's no Aveira in the marriage, there's no problem in the marriage. So when we wanted to give an example of that, we had like this one catch-all phrase. It was Kohenes Levi Yisrael, Shnos of the Kohen Levi Yisrael. This whole category marries that whole category, and it's all good. There was no way to stick Chalala into that phrase and make it actually work, because Hechinis. How did you want to say it? Kohenes Levi Yisrael v'chalala shenisus the Kohen Levi Yisrael. You wanted to say it like that, stick in chalala on the female side of that equation, but it doesn't work. V'chalala Kohen michazia, because a chalala is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So that would not be a good example of where there's no iser. True, chalala is allowed to marry Yisrael, and that's the example we're really aiming for. But it just doesn't fit neatly into the phrase. So we're going to have to rely on that being included in the phrase kol makom, and not to be mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah. Good. Now, when a person is Megayer, generally speaking, they're allowed to marry a regular Jewish person. However, there are exceptions. A Ger Mitzri, a Ger Adomi, the Torah tells us that Banim Asher Yevaldelehem Dor Shlishi Yavalem Bekal Hashem, that only their grandchildren are allowed to marry regular Jewish people. So the Gemara is now going to ask on the Diuk of Ezuzu. Vayika, isn't there another example of Kiddushin that's Mutter, that's totally permissible, and the Vlad is going to be Misyaches after the father, and yet it's not mentioned in the Mishnah? So, Derabba Vayika, Derabba Bar Bar Chana, isn't there a case of Rabba Bar Bar Chana? Damra Bar Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni, the son of a Ger Mitzri, a second generation Mitzri, Shenasa Mitzris Rishona, that marries a woman who herself is a Mitzri convert. So that's absolutely permissible, nothing wrong with that. B'nash shlishi havi. The child is going to have a din of a mitzri shlishi, and therefore he's going to be allowed to marry whoever he wants, a regular Jewish woman. So you see from Ezuzu that it's not excluding in every case that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Here's a case not mentioned in the Mishnah, and is not excluded with Ezuzu because it actually fits the klal in the Mishnah. So says Gemara, okay, so obviously whatever we're going to do with a case that, whenever we have a case that fits the klal in the Mishnah, we're not going to chalk it up to the Ezuzu, we'll chalk it up to the Kalmakom, because Kalmakom is the inclusive phrase. So Tana Kalmakom Dereisha Lasuye. That's why we have Kalmakom in the first klal of the Mishnah to include exactly this case. Rav Dimi Damar Sheni Havi. And according to Rav Dimi, who says that a mitzri Sheni who marries a mitzvah Rishona, that the child is going to be a Sheni, that the child is going to follow the mother's Yichus, because the mother is the more pogum of the two. So in the first klal of the Mishnah, if this goes against the first klal of the Mishnah, so then you have to chalk it up to Ezuzu. So Tana Ezuzu Lemute. So you'll have to say, okay, this is not included in Kol Makom, rather this is excluded with Ezuzu, because this is an exception to the rule in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara goes back to ask on the first klal in the Mishnah that that wherever the Kiddushin is valid, the Vlad is going to be Mesiachis after the father. So Vayika Dechiasa Ravin, there's a din that's not included in this, but when Ravin comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he Ba'umos Halach Achar Zachar. It says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Ba'umos, when you discuss a guy who marries a Gaya from another nation, so two different nations intermarry with each other, Halach Achar Zachar, we follow the male. So a guy who marries, let's say, a woman who's a Kananis, so the child is not Misiaches after the mother and become a Kananis who you have to kill. Rather, the child is miyuchas after, meaning all the seven nations. We had a mitzvah to destroy them when we came into Eretz Yisrael. So if you have someone who comes from Japan and he marries a Kananis, so the child is halacha charezacha. The child is a Japanese. He's not a Kananis. So you're allowed to leave him alive. Nizgairu, if the ger, they become a ger and a giyores, and halacha charepagum shebishneim, then you follow the more pagum of the two. So if the father's an Ammoni, who's not allowed to marry Yisraelis forever, and the isha is a mitzvahs, who's allowed to marry, whose grandchildren are allowed to marry Yisraelim, so then we say the child is an Ammoni. The child would be miyuchas after the more pogum of the two. And whatever permutations you come up with, when the parents are from two different nations that have different levels of iser, so you see that there's another case where there's kiddushin that's totally mutter, and the Vlad doesn't follow the father. The Vlad follows the pogum. So how can the first rule of our Mishnah, that whenever a marriage is permissible, whenever we're totally okay with a marriage, that the child is going to follow the father? Not true. Here's another example of a marriage totally permissible between a Goya and a Goya from two different nations, where the child follows the Pagum Shebishneim. So says Gemara, Tana Ezuzu Lemute. Again, you chalk it up to an Ezuzu. Whenever we have something that seems to be an exception, we chalk it up to an Ezuzu. So in summation, what we had is four dinim that were not brought in the Mishnah. We had number one, a geru marries a mamzeres, where the child is going to be a mamzer like his mother, and according to Rabbi Yossi, that's totally permissible. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's totally asur, that marriage is asur. Second case we had was a chalal who marries a bas Yisrael, which is mutter to do, and the Mishnah is going to say the vlad is mesiaches after the father, and he's a chalal, but according to Rabbi Dustai, the vlad is kosher like the mother. Then we had the third case was a mitzri sheni who marries a mitzvah rishona, that it's a totally mutter marriage. According to Rabbi Bar Chana, the vlad is mitzvahis after the father, he's a mitzvah shlishi. According to Rav Dimi, his mitzvahis after the mother is a mitzvah sheni. And then the fourth case was a ger amoni and a giores mitzvahis that marry each other, where Rabbi Yochanan says the vlad is mitzvahis after the pagum shebishnehem. And whichever way you hold on any of those four cases, you chalk it up to the either the Ezuzu or to the Kol Makom, depending whether it fits the klal in the Mishnah or it doesn't fit the klal in the Mishnah. So now, going back on Rabbi Shimon's question from a ger that marries a mamzeres, that there's kiddushin, but there's no avera, and still the vlad is a mamzer, so we had said two things. Either our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that it is an avera for a ger to marry a mamzeres, or we go like Rabbi Yossi, and Ezuzu is coming lima'ute. So now, hi mai, What does the Mishnah mean according to these two possible tirutim? If you're going to say that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, kol makom dereisha, that when it says kol makom in the reisha lasu Yisrael shenas chalala, that comes to include that even when Yisrael marries a chalala, the vlad is going to be miyuchas after the father. The Rabbi Bar Chana and the Rabbi Bar Chana, and it also comes to include a mitzvah sheni who marries a mitzvah rishona, that also the vlad is going to be miyuchas after the father. And Ezuzu is Lamute Dravdimi Viravin. And Ezuzu comes to exclude Ravdimi, the Vlad of a Mitzvah Sheni and a Mitzvah Shoshana, is Mitzvah after the mother, and comes to exclude Ravin of a Geramoni and a Geras Mitzvah that marry that the Vlad is Mitzvah to the Pagum Shebishneim. So you have two inclusions with the Kol Makom and two exclusions with Ezuzu. Kol Makom de Seifa, and then the Kol Makom of the Seifa, that it says Seifa means the second Klal in the Mishnah, of the second rule in the Mishnah. So that's that comes to include a ger shenasa mamzeres, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the nisun is aser, and the vlad follows the more pagum of the two, which is a mamzer. But Ali'i Amri, but if you're going to say Rabbi Yossi, that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, who holds that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, we're not going to be able to account for all the kalmakums in Ezuzuz in our Mishnah. Kol makom dereisha, the first kol makom kedamaran, that could come to include a Yisrael who marries a chalala, and the din of Rabbi Bachana mitzri sheni that marries a mitzvah rishona. So that we're fine with. Ezuzu kedamaran, the ezuzu that it says in the first klal also comes to exclude a geramoni that marries a geras mitzvah, that even though that marriage is totally mutter, the vlad is still going to go after the pagum, or a mitzri sheni that marries a mitzvah rishona, the vlad is going to be misyachis after the mother, and therefore those are exceptions to the rule, so they're excluded from ezuzu. El kol makom de seifa lasuyemai. But what does the kol makom of the second klal in the Mishnah come to include, according to Rabbi Yossi? We already went through all the different cases where when there's an aveira that the vlad is going to be. Where there's an aveira, the vlad is going to be holich achar apagum. So says Mar el Temech. Well, if you're going to start asking about every lashon, Rabbi Yehuda ezuzu the seifa lamali. Meaning, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the phrase ezuzu in the second klal of the Mishnah also is doesn't exclude anything else. Ella, I did the Tana Reisha ezuzu Tana Seifa ezuzu. Obviously, if the Reisha says ezuzu, so for consistency's sake, the Seifa also says ezuzu. It's not zu, it's zo, really. So Achanami, I did Tana Reisha kol makom Tana Nami Seifa kol makom. So here also, since it says in the Reisha kol makom, so it says in the Seifa kol makom. Right? The alternate version of ze is zo. That's a lot of people get that wrong. It's not really zu. Am zu nevcharta. Zu means that which. When you say this, it's zo. So everyone gets it wrong under the chuppah. So okay, as a first, someone told me the first time they printed a siddur with the actual kiddushin, so they printed with the word zu. So they put the wrong nikud. So therefore, everyone got it wrong for the rest of human history. Okay, gufa. So we go back to something we said before. Ki yasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Yochanan, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan as follows. When it comes to the nations of the world, we follow the male, we follow the father to determine descent. Nisgayru, halach achra pagum shebishneim. But once they're megayer, we follow the more pagum of the two of them. My bu'umos halach achra zachar. What do we mean by bu'umos halach achra zachar? Kedetanya, minayin lachar menumos shubel akananis. How do I know that if one of the guyim comes and sleeps with, marries a kananis, a woman from the seven nations, v'holid ben, and they have a child, shatarash eleknoso be'evet, that you're allowed to leave that child alive? He doesn't have a din of a Kanani of one of the seven nations. Tam lomer, pasuk says, v'gam mibnei hatoshavim agarim imachem mehem tiknu, that even the children of the goyim that came from Chutz Laretz and live in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to buy as avadim. And for example, if one of the goyim Chutz Laretz marries a Kananis in Eretz Yisrael, it's totally fine to take the child as an eved. You have no requirement to kill him. Yachal af a Kanani sheba al achas you might think in the reverse also, that even if a Kanani man marries some woman from another nation and they have a child, that you're allowed to take him as an Eved. Tamalomar asher holidu ba'artzichem min analodin ba'artzichem v'lo min hagarim ba'artzichem. That only those whose mothers are from Eretz Yisrael and the child was born in Eretz Yisrael but the father came from elsewhere are you allowed to buy as an eved, but not someone who was born somewhere else but now lives in Eretz Yisrael, meaning someone whose mother is from the other nations and they come to live in Eretz Yisrael by the father, where the father is a Kenani. That's not okay. If the father's a Kenani, he's miyuchas after the father, and therefore you're not allowed to leave him alive. Now the Gemara is going to explain the second klal in the Mishnah, the second klal rather that Rabbi Yochanan said, not in the Mishnah, in Nisgayru, halach achra pagum shebishnehem, that if it was Nisgayer, we follow the more pagum of the two. So b'mai, what's the case where Rabbi Yochanan is talking about where the vlad is miyuchas to the pagum of the two of them? Meaning we don't find the difference between pagama av, the begam of a father who's a ger to the begam of a mother who's a giores, unless one of them is a geramoni or a movi or moavi, where the isser is only for males and not for females. So, and that isser is liolam. Whereas a sheni who's a ger mitzri, that's applies both males and females. But that's only until three generations. So what exactly is the case? If we're talking about a mitzri who marries an amonis, that since the amonis has no pagam whatsoever, because a female amonis is totally fine, my pagumika, amoni v'lo amonis. What do you mean, pagum? There is no pagam of the mother. It's amoni v'lo amonis. Ela ba amoni shenasa mitzris. We must be talking about a male amoni who marries a mitzris. Well, the izachar havi hai, if the child is a male, shadya abasre didei, then we're going to say he's miyuchas after his father, who's an amoni, because that is the worst of the two for a male. As far as males go, amoni is much, much worse than a mitzri, because an amoni male is asr forever. V'imnekeva havia, and if the child is a girl, shadya basra dida, then it'll be miyuchas after the mother. Why? Because as far as females go, being a mitzris is much worse than being an amonis, since there's no psal of amonis whatsoever, not for any number of generations. There's no psal whatsoever, but by a mitzris, you have to wait till dar shlishi. So that's where you see that you go with the pogum. So it could depend on the gender of the child, which the same couple could have two children, one a boy, one a girl, and one of them is going to be miyuchas after the father, and the other one is going to be miyuchas after the mother. Then we say, call it shein la alav kiddushin. Whenever there's no tfisas kiddushin, the vlad is a mamzer. So this teaches us two things. First of all, that there's no tfisas kiddushin by a woman who's an erva, and second of all, that the child from an isakarius or worse is a mamzer. So it says, how do I know that there's no tfisas kiddushin from a woman who's an isser, for a woman who's an isser kares? Damar of Chia Baraba, Amar of Yochanan, Umatuba Mishum Rabbi Yanai, Veravacha Berei Derava, Umatuba Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Amar Kral, the pasuk says, V'yatsa Mibeso V'halcha V'haysa Li Ishacher. A man gets divorced. The woman is a man divorces a woman. She leaves his house and she can go and marry someone else. V'haysa is a lashon of kiddushin. So we see la'acherim v'lo l'krovim, that she's only allowed to marry an ishacher, but she's not allowed to marry any of the of the relatives. So you see, even krovim are aser b'sakares. So we see that there's no v'haysa. There's no tefisa. Kiddushin. Maybe la'acher means she can marry someone else, but she can't marry her husband's son. How do I know it means all krov mol chiyuv ikrisus? So says Gemara, ben behedik sivbe. No, ben we already know it says beferish in the pasuk. Lo yikach ish es esha saviv. Pasuk says a man can't take his father's wife. La'acher lamali. So what's acher coming to teach me? Shema mina la'acher v'lo l'krovim. Must be telling me that anyone who's nisur kares is not going to have a tefisas kiddushin. Ve'imi idi v'idi leben. Maybe no. Both psukim are there to teach me about the son of the ex-husband not marrying his father's ex-wife. But ha lechadchila v'hadi yevet. And it's just that the pasuk likach ish seishav is telling me that you're not allowed to do it. And the pasuk v'isal ishachar tells me that if he does it, that there's no tefisas kiddushin. But I still don't know shar chayav ekrisus that there's no tefisas kiddushin. So says Gemara, no lechadchila me'achos isha nafka, that you're not allowed to marry lechadchila. We already learned from your father's ex-wife. We already know from achos isha, from your wife's sister, because ma'achos isha b'kares, just like your wife's sister, is an issa kares lo tikadesh, and you're not allowed to marry her. chayvim misas beizdin lo kolishkein. So certainly someone who's worse than a chayiv kares, someone who's a chayvim misas beizdin, certainly not allowed to marry her. So therefore, the pasuk likachish as eishes aviv teaches that even b'diavad there's no tfisas kiddushin by your father's ex-wife. So that frees up the pasuk of a haisa liish acher to teach me that there's no tfisas kiddushin by any of the relatives who are in iser kares or worse. So says Gemara, ve'eme idiv idiv achos isha halachat chila b'diavad. But maybe both of the pesukim are about achos isha, and one is telling me that you're not allowed to marry her, the other one is telling me that there's no tefisas kiddushin. So enochinami says Gemara, you're right. Ashkechan achos isha shar rayos minolin. So you see that achos isha, that your wife's sister, that there's no tefisas kiddushin. How do I know that there's no tefisas kiddushin by all the other rayos in the Torah? Yalfinan achos isha, we learn it from achos isha. Ma achos isha miuchadashi erva, just like achos isha is an erva. And v'chayav and alzdona kares v'alshigas achatas. And someone who's baal her b'mezid is chayav kares and b'shogig is chayav chatas. And v'lo tafsi b'kiddushin, there's no tefisas kiddushin. So af kol shehi erva, any other woman in the world who fits the category of erva, v'chayav and alzdona kares v'alshigas achatas, lo tafsi b'kiddushin, there's not going to be a tefis kiddushin. So bishlam kulu asyan ala eishas ish eishas ach ika lemifrach. Yeah, that works for all the arayos except for two. Eishas ish and eishas ach. L'achos isha your brother's wife b'makom mitzvah is b'makom yibum, you're allowed to sleep with. And also in eishes ish, there's a heter in the lifetime of the person who makes a master. As long as they get divorced, she could be mutter. It's a special hekish in the pasuk that tells us that all arayos are like achos isha. Ma achos isha lo tafsi b'kiddushin, av kol arayos kulam lo tafsi b'kiddushin. So to all the other arayos, there is no tfisas kiddushin. So such as logic, it's a special hekish that teaches us that all arayos are just like achos isha, that there is no tfisas kiddushin.